This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Amid worsening tensions worldwide and especially with the United States' North American neighbors, the U.S. under President Trump is set to require Canadians who are in the country for longer than 30 days to register with the U.S. government. Other foreign nationals must also register with the U.S. government and be fingerprinted starting April 11th. Canadians are exempt from fingerprinting. Traditionally, Canadians who cross the northern border by land and stay for longer than 30 days in the U.S. have not had to register with the federal government. The new rule would not require Canadians to apply for a visa, but rather a different federal form to enter into the U.S. Rosanna Berardi, an immigration attorney based in Buffalo, New York, said that her firm has heard from many Canadians who have expressed strong disappointment in the new rule. Berardi said, "It's important to clarify that this measure specifically impacts Canadian citizens crossing land borders who intend to remain in the U.S. for periods exceeding 30 days. Casual travelers visiting for tourism or shopping will not be affected. But Canadian business professionals who regularly enter the U.S. for extended assignments will now face these new registration requirements." Berardi said that some Canadians are reconsidering their travel to the U.S. as a result of the recent tensions between the U.S. and Canada. Berardi said, "Historically, Canadians have enjoyed visa-exempt status and have never been required to formally register their presence in the U.S. This development appears to align with recent tensions in U.S.-Canada relations, including the threat of a 51st state, the trade tariffs, and other policy shifts." The Canadian Snowbird Association, which represents Canadian snowbirds who travel around the U.S. during the warmer months, said it is working with Congress to see if Canadians with winter homes in the southern U.S. could be exempted from having to register. A 37-year-old Billings man died after falling from a chairlift at Red Lodge Mountain Ski Resort. Jeffrey Zinni was riding alone in a three-person chair last Monday when he fell from an unspecified height. Red Lodge Mountain's triple chairlift had an undisclosed mechanical problem during what officials said was a period of gusty winds. It was shut down and the ski patrol had to use ropes to lower more than 100 people to the ground. Zinni was flown by emergency helicopter from the area to a Billings hospital and died of his injuries Tuesday night. The resort says the chairlift will be reopened when it has been fixed and is safe to operate. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, but it's also St. Gertrude's Day. St. Gertrude is the patron saint of cats. Gertrude was born in the year 626 and at the age of 10 refused a marriage proposal, instead choosing the church. Gertrude became the abbess of the nunnery at Nivelles, a city in modern-day Belgium. She built churches, monasteries, and hospices, and Nivelles became well known for its welcome of pilgrims, both lay and religious. Gertrude is also the patron of travelers and gardeners and is invoked against mental illness, rats, and mice. Gertrude died on March 17th, 659, at the age of 33. She was venerated as a saint immediately after her death, with churches erected in her honor and many miracles attributed to her. One miracle involved an ocean voyage by her Irish monk friends, during which a sea monster appeared and threatened to capsize their ship. Upon invoking Gertrude's name, the sea monster suddenly disappeared and the monks survived. The story of this miracle explains the origins of a drink called Gertrudenmint, commonly drunk by sailors in the Middle Ages to ensure a safe journey. So as you're lifting your Guinness today in honor of St. Patrick, take a sip of a Gertrudenmint in honor of St. Gertrude. Happy St. Patrick's Day and happy St. Gertrude's Day. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.